Thank you once again for tuning in to Cinema Central. Again, I'm DJ Ace, and as promised, I said I'd upload another podcast this week to make up for my absence in the last week. This is going to be a shorter one, but it's a subject I really want to discuss with you, so here we go. Avengers Infinity War was originally supposed to come out the first weekend of May, so I think that's like May 4th or 5th. But now, we are getting to see this movie a week earlier. Yes, you heard me correctly, a week earlier. So mark your calendars or remark them, because I know you already marked them the first time. So what happened was, is there's a cool little tweet conversation with Marvel Studios and Robert Downey Jr., in which case, it's kind of a fun thing. They're just like, Robert Downey Jr. is like, hey, can I see Infinity War like earlier? And they're like, sure, how about April 27th? It's like, sounds great. Can I invite some friends? Just, they're like, how many? It's like, how about the entire world? And they're like, anything for you, Mr. Stark. So it was a fun little thing they did on Twitter. So basically what this means for us is that Infinity War is coming out at the same time for everyone on the planet, which is almost unheard of, because if you don't know about this, there's a super, 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 super weird and sketchy thing that goes on in the entertainment industry where movies release internationally before they release in America, which is where, like, the movies are being made most of the time. So, like, it's weird. It's really weird. It's quite strange, and that's why... And that just makes it hard for all of us trying to avoid spoilers when the movie's been out a week longer for the rest of the planet. So what this does for us is that the risk of spoilers has been squelched to zero. If you're like me and go see this movie first show of premiere day on that Thursday, there's literally going to be no one telling you spoilers for this movie. So that is awesome, and that's just one of many cool things about this earlier release. And, you know, there's lots of speculation as to why this happened, and so here's what's going on there. This is thoughts I've heard about on the internet. The big thing is May got a little packed with Deadpool releasing in the middle of May now. And the first Deadpool obviously was a huge success, so that little bit of competition might be a reason why they move it up a week. The other reason is they're competing with their own movies. So Wrinkle in Time came out at the beginning of March, which is another Disney movie. And then obviously Solo, the new Star Wars anthology film, is coming out at the end of May. So I don't think they wanted their own movie stampeding over their other movie. So that makes sense. Also, I think they're just riding the train as far as the success of Black Panther. Like, Black Panther, it's still going to be in theaters when Infinity War comes out, because it is a phenomenon. It is making so much money. At the time of this making this recording, I read that it made over $900 million now. That is an insane amount of money. It is nuts, and it's amazing, and I love it. So yeah, that's awesome. And so that's just a couple of the reasons why I think what's going on. And ultimately, though, what is intriguing about this whole thing is that what this has ultimately done is this succeeded in getting everyone talking about the movie again. So it's a great marketing stunt, actually. So not only is like, oh, there's the added bonus of we get to see it earlier now, but now we're all talking about it again, and it's coming out in 2 months, essentially. So they're just keeping the conversation going, keeping people excited and getting people pumped for this movie. And that is a great ploy by Marvel/Disney. Anyway, since I still have you here, though, I would like to just put a little blurb on a cute little movie. If you get the chance to see it, it's called Early Man. It's a new claymation film, and it's a little chaotic, but it's fun and has some meaningful metaphorical messages thrown in there. So it's a good watch if you have an hour and a half to burn on like a Saturday. Go see it. Now, to finish this off, March Madness. commonly that term is used to refer to some sort of basketball tournament, which I could really care less about. But what I do care about is the insane amount of movies coming out in the month of March. So these are things we'll be watching out for. Obviously, there's no guarantee I'm going to be able to go to and talk about all these films. But regardless, they are coming out. So this is my movie March Madness list for you. Obviously, Wrinkle in Time already came out. You got Tomb Raider coming out. Lots of hype surrounding this movie, especially the whole will it break the curse of a video game to movie adaptation. And then Pacific Rim Uprising coming out. Obviously, it's going to be, I really enjoyed the first one. This one looks like it's going to be fun. The key to this movie is you have to see this on a big screen. It's just a big spectacle piece. Giant robots fighting giant monsters. You can't see it any other way. So please, please, please see this in a theater, because I most certainly am. And then at the end of March, we have Ready Player One, which I'm also very excited about. I know it's based off of a book, which I never read, but it looked exciting because it has like all these crazy pop culture nerd references in it. And I'm so stoked to see what they do with it. And it just looks like a crazy amount of fun. And I'm going to go see it in Columbus, because why not? It's going to be fun. And that's basically all I have to say about that. So happy March Madness, everybody. Go out to the movies. This should be a fun month for movies. Other than that, I'm DJ Ace. You've been tuned into Cinema Central. And I'll be back next week with some more things to say about the entertainment industry. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Have a good day.
Booyah!